Road Trip PA Podcast with myself, Brett Thomas, is all about exploring unique places of interest throughout Pennsylvania. So check the oil, fill up the gas, pick up some snacks, set the GPS, and let's hit the road. Be sure to load up your bikes and your camping gear. On this episode number 8, we're headed to the northern tier of the state to explore multiple destinations, including Hills Creek State Park, the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon, the town of Wellsboro, and the Pine Creek Rail Trail. Our family made this trip to Tioga County a few summers ago, so let's start with Hills Creek State Park since that's where we were staying. Hills Creek State Park is located just a few miles east of Wellsboro, PA. It's one of the smaller state parks we've camped at over the years at 407 acres. This state park includes a 137-acre lake with a swimming area, concession stand with some camping supplies, fishing, hiking, trails, RV, tent, and cabin camping. Pretty much all the standard stuff. With one exception, they have a few yurts. And we had never experienced yurt camping before. So your obvious question is, what the heck is a yurt? A yurt is basically a large round canvas walled tent on a wooden deck. They have a domed roof with a clear top so you can see the nighttime sky. The clear top on these yurts is actually hinged so it can be open to let the hot air out during the day or the cool air in at night. Now when I say tent, don't think about a small tent that sleeps 4 or 5 people. I would estimate our yurt around 16 feet in diameter with a peak maybe around 10 feet. Inside, we found a stove top, a microwave, a refrigerator, countertop, table and chairs, bunk beds, and electric outlets along with a locking door. Our yurt was close to the bathrooms and showers, had a picnic table, a fire ring, plenty of parking outside, and just a stone's throw from the lake. It was pretty hot the week we were there, so we did pack a couple box fans, which I would highly recommend, or if you're going in colder weather, maybe a small electric heater. The yurt was a pretty cool setup. As I mentioned earlier, Hills Creek State Park has the standard stuff you would expect to find, like a lake and swimming area, but don't expect a larger beach like you'd find at, say, Cowan's Gap State Park. The beach area, in my opinion, is rather small and crowded, so it wasn't very appealing to us at the time. I believe they might offer kayak or boat rentals as well. Concession stand at the top of the hill from the beach had burgers, hot dogs, ice cream, cold drinks, and the like, and the bathrooms were nearby. The swimming area is a hike from the camping area, maybe a half mile or so, which really isn't that far, but you have to walk along the paved road that goes through the state park, and people were always in such a big hurry. Why can't they just cruise slowly through the park and be courteous of those walking or biking? It's not really a race. All in all, our experience at Hills Creek State Park was okay. Staying in the yurt was definitely the highlight, but the whole park layout, in my opinion, left something to be desired. I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 6, probably a 7. Other than the yurt, another great attribute of Hills Creek State Park is the location. It's located just east of the picturesque town of Wellsboro. We had a rainy day while we were camping, so rather than hang out in the yurt all day, we went to explore town. Now, Wellsboro kind of puts you into mind of one of those Hallmark movie towns. Now, if you're a lady or have ladies in your life, you most likely understand what I'm talking about. Now, Wellsboro doesn't have the big box store, so lots of small businesses still exist, and it's really a refreshing thing to see. It features places like a diner, candy store, shoe store, clothing stores, movie theater, and lots of other small businesses. We actually did a little back-to-school shopping for our girls while we were there, and we went to see a Spider-Man movie at the theater. The setup at the movie theater was rather odd, with rigid, upright chairs on a level floor, so not the typical theater seating we're accustomed to, so it was a bit uncomfortable. It was a fun day exploring Wellsboro, though, and I would definitely recommend checking it out. If you go, you'll want to eat at the Wellsboro Diner. The food and atmosphere are both great. Be sure to check out one of the coolest stores in town, Pop's Culture Shop. It's packed full of games, books, board games, art supplies, puzzles, toys. It's one of those places where you could just spend hours marveling at all they have to offer. A visit to Highlands Chocolates is also a must. Pick up some handcrafted chocolates, fudge, and their famous pretzel bark. You could also do some shopping at Dunham's Department Store. Grab lunch inside the store at Cafe 1905. There are plenty of other places to shop and visit. Those were just a few that stood out. Wellsboro is definitely one of our favorite small towns to visit in PA. Hills Creek State Park is not far from Leonard Harrison State Park. If you're not familiar with Leonard Harrison State Park, you should be. It's the home of the Pine Creek Gorge, also known as the PA Grand Canyon, another destination on our camping trip. This 585-acre park is located on the east rim of the canyon, just off Pennsylvania's famous Route 6. It offers some of the absolute best views of the PA Grand Canyon and features a modern visitor center where you can pick up souvenirs like a t-shirt or a hoodie. You also find bathrooms, picnic areas, primitive camping, and very well-maintained walkways to the canyon viewing areas. While we enjoyed the views, our mission was to hike the turkey path with the kids. It's only a 2-mile round trip out and back. And the first half is, well, to walk in the park. It's coming back that's the kicker. You see, the Turkey Pass starts at the top of the canyon near the viewing area and switchbacks its way down to Pine Creek on the canyon floor. I would recommend wearing hiking shoes. Don't even think about flip-flops or sandals. They absolutely won't cut it. Would be a great idea to take some water, maybe a protein bar, a snack of some sort, too. Along the way, you'll find lots of opportunities to take some fantastic selfies so you can post on social media, and pictures of several waterfalls that are on the mountain stream, so be sure to take your phone or your camera. Now, when you get nearer to the bottom, much of your hiking will be done on wooden decks and stairs, since some of the terrain is simply too narrow, too steep for a trail. Arriving at the bottom, you will encounter the Pine Creek Rail Trail, which is a rails to trails for bikes and horse-drawn wagons. You should check out Pine Creek while you're there as well. It seems, though, it's a popular place for folks to attempt their stone stacking skills with the flat stones offered by the stream. So now it's time to find out what you're made of and hike back up the unforgiving mile-long turkey path to the top of the canyon. It's not a race. Take your time. Hike at your own pace. If I remember correctly, I believe my Garmin Fitbit recorded a little over 80 floors that we traversed along the way. To put that into perspective, the Empire State Building in Manhattan is slightly higher at 102. So that's what you're up against. Leonard Harrison State Park offers plenty of picnic areas too, so pack a cooler, take some charcoal, and cook your dinner while you're there. Our last destination on our camping adventure was the Pine Creek Rail Trail. Yes, that's the rails to trails at the bottom of the turkey path in the canyon we just talked about. It's used by hikers, bikers, and horse-drawn wagons, and in the winter by cross-country skiers. The Pine Creek Rail Trail is a whopping 62 miles long, stretching from Jersey Shore at its southernmost point to the northern point at Stokesdale. We unloaded our bikes north of Leonard Harrison at the Darling Run access area. Now, there's plenty of parking, bathrooms, and phone at this access. Now, don't expect too much in the way of cell service anywhere along the trail. We rode about 13 miles to the south on the hard-packed surface. It's really nice, hard-packed stone trail to ride on. Very smooth, has a slight 2% downgrade when you're headed south for the most part, so it's just an absolute breeze to ride. After we decided to turn around because the kids were bored, we headed back up the 2% grade. Took a little more effort, but you could barely tell that you were going uphill at all. Be sure to enjoy the ride. The scenery along the way is breathtaking, and when you stop for a break, do some exploring around Pine Creek. The thought of making the 62-mile trek sounds like fun if you had a couple days and camped along the way, which you can do with the proper camping permit. If I ever planned to tackle it, I would most likely want the assistance of an e-bike. According to my GPS, Hills Creek State Park is about 110 miles or 2 hours and 15 minutes north of our studios here in Burnham, PA. From Hills Creek, it's no further than maybe a half hour to the PA Grand Canyon or the Darling Access area, and it's only about 15 minutes from Wellsboro. I did forget to mention, we made the hour-long trip from Hills Creek to Williamsport one evening to catch a minor league baseball game, but unfortunately, it got rained out. We had even been chosen as one of the families to participate in the in-between innings fun on the field. Just our luck. If you're the outdoorsy nature type that wants to turn off technology for a few days and visit these destinations in Tioga County, this would be a great road trip for you and your family. So I don't ever want to hear you saying there's nothing to do this weekend. Take a road trip with your family and enjoy all that Pennsylvania has to offer. You've been listening to Road Trip PA with Brett Thomas, Episode 8, Hills Creek State Park and the PA Grand Canyon. Until next time, I'll see you on the road.